The following is an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Rehearsal of Death. Dennis Miller once said, "Death is the price we pay for life." It's funny that the very people who complain about never having enough time to accomplish what they want to accomplish are worried, if not terrified, by the concept of eternity. The reality of it all is, the only guarantee that accompanies the gift of life is that sooner or later, that gift must be returned. Now, if the very thought of an afterlife is such a bunch of nonsense, why does organized religion promote it so strongly? Put quite simply, control. Promising eternal life or threatening their followers with hell and damnation is its primary method of control. The human body is nothing more than a special set of chemical reactions. Once a human being dies, the chemicals stop. There is no soul abstractly mixed in with the chemicals, just like there's no soul in a mosquito, a mouse, or a chimp. Why would there be an afterlife for the chemicals that make up a human being's body? There are many reasons. But just for this reason alone, the whole notion of the soul is completely imaginary. The concept of the soul has been invented by religion because many people have trouble facing their own mortality. Think back to when you were a kid and you realized that Santa was imaginary. As soon as you knew it, it was obvious. Reindeer can't fly. A big jolly fat man can't slide down a narrow chimney. There's no way for one little sleigh to carry all those toys for all the kids in the world. It became obvious that Santa was completely make-believe. In very much the same way, it's obvious that human beings are nothing more than walking, chemical, reactions. When the chemical reactions cease, guess what? You die. Knowing this, you can see how everything about religion is imaginary. God, the Bible, Jesus, the resurrection, prayer, the Ten Commandments, the creation story, your soul, everlasting life, heaven and hell, every bit of it. Indeed, every bit of it is a product of human imagination. The same goes for Allah, the Quran and so on. As a species, we have believed all this religious dogma for centuries upon centuries, and, although sad, most of us still believe it today, at least to some degree. Yet, it is all fiction. Today's God is just as fictional as the gods of the Egyptians, the gods of the Romans, and the gods of the Aztecs. This is a very good reason why we shouldn't be afraid to die, because, man? Yes. Man alone created religion. Not God. Cheers.
The preceding was an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2010, all rights reserved. Visit Frank on the web at frankstratton.com. Also, tune into Coastal Muse with Frank and John, monthly, on iTunes. Cheers!